Troy Tyree here, host of the Jukebox of Americana that is heard over community radio, WCUW Worcester, on Fridays from 10 until 1 p.m. Had the great pleasure of having John Cate in studio as a guest on June 17th. He brought with him his new album, Ghost, and we do review the album in its entirety. Please note that each song is shortened. We do hope that you'll go find the album and listen to it in its entirety, and or see John Cate in concert when possible. I'd like to let you know that we do enter the conversation actually with a track from an earlier album of his titled Love Letters, and the composition is Car. It does feature the amazing vocals of Carrie Powers on that particular track, and we look forward to actually having Carrie in studio here at some point. Right now, though, John Cate in conversation with his new release, Ghost. It's John Cate and the Van Gogh Brothers' 2019 release, Love Letters, one of my faves from the release, Car. Yes. I'm going to borrow this from John Cate's website, if I can read it correctly. Writing songs is like catching fireflies on the lookout. We notice the light in the corner of our eye, and ever ready with a jar, we swipe at it. Once in a while, we get lucky and we capture the little prize. Where for all to see, we parade it through life, showing it to friends and onlookers, and memorize it in a recording where it can shine forever. Oh, John Cate, that's just so you.
Thank you, Troy.
Yes. So that's from your website presently. John Cate, you got a brand new CD out, and my gosh, and I know you're on hiatus just for a little bit from Vincent's. You come into Vincent's once a month.
We do. September through May, just like the school year. So, or September through June, I should say. We just, we played there last weekend and on the 11th, and we'll return in September, second Saturday of every month at Vincent's. Lifetime residency.
There we go.
10 years or the rest of our lives, whichever comes sooner.
And share who is in the band, and I'm assuming they're all on this release. I'm looking at Love Letters, your new one, Ghost.
Yeah, on Ghost, yes. It's Paul Candelori, ever my partner, 27 years, on lead guitar and vocals and various other instruments, and Clayton Young on bass and vocals. Clayton's been with us 20 years, and John Sands on drums in the studio, mm-hmm. Yeah. And John, again, we've been with John for about 20 years now, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have to do this, and forgive me, but it's like, you know, there's Paul and John, and there's,
right.
There's John and Paul.
Right. That's right. That's right.
And, you know, you two together are like butter on bread, I guess. I don't know. I could never imagine either of you working apart.
No. And, you know, we've tried, and we've done that, but it's never been the same, and we've always come back together. And you know, as I like to say, I've been with Paul longer than any of my three marriages.
Okay, well, there you go. Something's working for sure. What's the number of this new release, Ghost, for you?
This is Ghost is number 15, and then in tandem with Ghost, we released Back Roads, and so that's 16. So Ghost is number 15 for us.
And we're going to open with this album, the opening track titled Down to the River.
Yes.
You did a video of this one, no?
We did. We did out in Hadley on the Connecticut River with a friend of mine who just recently passed away, is the minister in that video. It's a baptism video. And he had a piece of land, a little farm, out on the river there, uh-huh. And we did that video there.
Well, having a little bit of background in the Pentecostal church, I'll tell you, he did it right.
Oh, thank you. I hope he can hear you.
squeeze that out there, Paul. That's the opening track to Ghost, John Cate and the Van Gogh Brothers' newest release, Down to the River, and Paul Cantillori just shining ever so brightly there.
Yeah, oh boy, he sure is.
How'd you two meet?
We met through a mutual friend, a drummer, Jim Tracy, who had played with Paul in the 80s with Digny Fingus.
I remember them.
Digny.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, that was back in 95.
Okay. There you go. The longevity living is living on.
Yeah.
So your second track, Ghost, is up next.
Then. Yes.
Anything you want to say?
It was a... it was a track I wrote in the summer of 2019 in my carriage house in Newton, where I've been living. And it was one of those songs that just came to me in the very early hours of the morning, probably around 4:30, 5 o'clock. And I was planning on dedicating this record to my friend Bob, who I mentioned, who was the preacher in the video. Mm-hmm. And he was diagnosed with cancer in early 21. And I told him I was planning on dedicating the album to him. And he said, I'm not ready for that yet. And he did live another 15 months. And as I mentioned, recently passed. But this is dedicated to Bob. And I actually just played this song at his memorial service 2 weeks ago. So this will be for Bob this morning.
Here we go.
What a lonely ride tonight, under the desert moon, by the light of the stars, I caught a glimpse of you. Much I will, don't know if I can. Amen. I hear that howling wind. Amen. There's that ghost again. There goes that ghost.
Composition titled Ghost, the title track to John Cate's brand new release, John Cate and the Van Gogh Brothers. And he's in studio here sharing this new music and already talking about the other album that I haven't heard yet that's out as well. John, you, as I mentioned, this one album, and again, I can't wait to listen to this other one that you released simultaneously. And you're saying it's all acoustic, no
yes,
electric guitars.
No electric guitars, and that's really different for us, mm-hmm. obviously, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paul played acoustic on the other album, and it's actually, his work is beautiful. It really is stunning.
Mm-hmm. What's up next on this release?
Turn Off the World, a song, again, I wrote in the summer of 2019, and it was about how we get bombarded with information and news 24/7 a day, and I just said, you know, turn off the world.
Turn off the lights, turn off the sound. I just want you tonight. Turn off the world. No more killing spree. Presidential tweets.
Turn off the world.
once before we go.
Oh, John Cade, that's just such a catchy little number. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Troy.
Who's producing this release?
I'm glad you asked. I was thinking about that. It's David Minahan. Uh-huh. And you might remember David from The Neighborhoods. He's also been in The Replacements and local guy from Upton, Mass. And has his studio in Boston, Woolly Mammoth Studios. Mm-hmm. And we've been working with David for about 20 years, too.
It's nice how he took those vocals. They're just kind of just back there just a little bit, you know?
Yeah, he's fabulous. David's incredible.
Well, some great work on that one, Turn Off the World. I think that's the shortest number on your release as well.
It might be.
Yeah. But it's the one that'll linger forever.
It's good if it starts with a three, and it's better if it starts with a two, I always like to say, in terms of the length of a song.
Okay. And what about this next one, then, Power of Love?
Power of Love, I wrote about my daughter, again, in the summer of 2019, which was a great writing summer for me.
True love is where you are.
John Cade and the Van Gogh Brothers, Power of Love from his new release, Ghost. And, you know, we started this chat referencing Paul and John, and then John and Paul, and a little George in there as well.
A little George in there as well, yeah. Always, yeah.
Wow, heavily influenced by the Beatles, I'm guessing.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, and I finally got to see Paul McCartney the other night, and that's my third Beatle, just Ringo to go. So,
all right,
yeah.
Well, you've if they had the chance to hear this, and if you should run right home if you haven't done this already, mail them a copy of this album. My gosh!
Oh, thank you, Troy.
Really, that's sweet.
That's a huge compliment. Thank you.
Yeah. Next one up, Halfway Home.
Yeah, this is about Donna at the Magical Moon Farm.
Okay, we want to know about the Magical Moon. Tell us about it.
Sure. So the Magical Moon Farm is a 501c3 foundation for children with cancer and other life-threatening conditions. It's run by Donna Green, a fairly famous author and painter, and I met Donna just before COVID struck, and we've been together since then, and music is a huge part of her life, and having just been close to that and that business her whole life, and music is a big part of the farm, and together we've built a nice music program down there. So she redid her very large barn a couple of winters ago, and we have now concerts in the barn as well as outdoor concerts at the farm, yeah. And that's at magicalmoon.org. You can see the schedule of events.
And where is it located again?
It's in Marshfield, Massachusetts, on the South Shore.
Mm-hmm. John Kate with us in studio here over WCUW Worcester, 91.3 FM, on the web at WCUW.org. Troy Tyree with you up until 1. We call it the Jukebox of Americana with you on Fridays from 10 to 1. And my pleasure to have John in-house sharing his brand new CD, Ghost. This is Halfway Home.
You're on the moon, I'm on the sunny side of a life I know. It's all right, I can meet you halfway home. You're on the fence, I'm on the other side. Don't you want, I can meet you halfway home. It's all right, I can meet you halfway home.
Halfway Home from John Cate and the Van Gogh Brothers off of the release Ghost. And boy, some really nice pedal steel in there.
That's Jameson Hollister from Los Angeles. Jameson plays with Lucinda Williams and Steve Earle and many, many others. Wonderful guy, wonderful musician.
Well, he brings that song to one, not that it needed the extra life, but really, really sweet sound to it. And mentioning, actually, and realizing, really, that I think that you're the only band playing Vincent's, and I'm sure somebody will correct me on this, that plays all original music when you are playing Vincent's.
We do, yep, yeah. And we have for about almost 20 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just way cool. I'd love to get you in here, though, into the front room in a showcase setting.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let Paul shine on the acoustic guitar.
Oh, boy, that would be nice. Yeah, maybe when we look at the other record, we'll do something with that.
River Runs Deep is up next, track 7.
Thank you, Troy. Yeah, this is a song, again, that I wrote. This one I think I wrote in the summer of 2020. And I won't go into the story behind it, but it's about someone I know and their experiences as a child.
Placed where we can actually say the turning the album over halfway through is an amazingly powerful song. That's
thank you, Troy.
But it's
just me and Paul on that track, and a lot of people say we should do more like that.
Yeah, boy,
it's really fun.
So, when you bring these songs to Paul, does he find his way in there? Or are you like?
Yeah, Paul and Clay, our bass player. I will write a song. If I feel like it's good, I'll bring it to them. And if they click right away, I'll know it's a keeper. And if they don't, I'll know it's not.
There we go. Now, I referenced earlier the shortest song on the release. Well, that's not true, because Clowns in New Orleans is...
The Crows in New Orleans, yes. Yeah.
That's it. It's just, what, 11 seconds?
Yeah, so I wrote the song after this. It should be after this anyway, in New Orleans one morning. And I finished the song and I went outside and the crows were all cawing from the telephone line across the street. And I recorded them.
Uh-huh. And the track right after, which we'll just let play.
All right, sounds good.
I Can Feel the Dead.
I wrote that early one morning in a shotgun house in New Orleans, and I was playing it extremely softly because there was another family on the other side of the house. I mm-hmm. didn't want to wake them up, and so I whispered into the recording the song, and when I played it for the guys, they're like, we have to do it that way with you whispering the vocal. So, right. And that's, it's about those spirits that you feel down in New Orleans, and that's what the song's about.
All right, Ghosts from John Cate and the Van Gogh Brothers. We're reviewing the album in its entirety. Here's Crows in New Orleans, followed by I Can Feel the Dead. Feel the Dead from John Cate and the Van Gogh Brothers off of the new release Ghost. And great pleasure to have John Cate in studio as we review this new album of his, and just rocking throughout, amazing lyric, amazing production. Wow.
Thank you so much, Troy. It's good to be here and hang out with you.
Yeah, truly your best work to date.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah, we're pretty happy with the record.
Excellent.
And we do a lot of it live too, so.
Uh-huh. Next up is maybe one of the more interesting track titles, LSD.
Oh, yeah. So this was written about a girl in Vincent's one night. And
okay.
The initials are LSD. It stands for Little Stick of Dynamite.
Okay. Here we go.
You seem restless and ready to go. I thought I'd play it loose and try to go slow, oh baby. That's alright. You got a long way to go for a little stick of dynamite. How long can I make this moment last? You play it loose and you play it fast, oh baby. I ain't gonna fight. I'm gonna take a ride. This little stick of dynamite. Oh, I know it won't be long till you wind up going on back news and lose my shoes, kick out the blues, yeah, take my cues from a little stick of dynamite. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
You know, John Cate, I think I was there that night.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Little Stick of Dynamite, LSD. And I wrote that from an experience at Vincent's.
Yeah, well, you know Vincent's. It's one of those places.
Yeah.
It's a little vortex.
You never know who's going to walk through that door, that's
you
for
betcha.
Sure. My gosh. So a brand new CD here, Ghosts. We're winding down on it, down to track 11 of this, well, actually 13-track release, A Day at a Time.
Okay, yeah, this is a song I wrote about a night I spent in Worcester, and I used to live out this way, and yeah, that's it.
Well, I went back to the place I once lived, looking for something, don't know what it is. Music was playing for nickels and dimes. Life seeping out a day at a time. Where are the good times? Where did they go? The days were all dark and covered with snow. I look all around me and everything's fine. Life's moving on a day at a time. And all night I was looking for you, trying to remember our life. I know there was something so true, but everything goes a day at a time. Yeah, everything goes a day at a time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just another beautiful piece of work there throughout John Cate. And the harmony is on there. You guys are just all locked in.
Thank you, Troy.
Tell us about Clay.
Clay is sort of a consummate musician. Mm-hmm. Incredible ears, incredible timing, and he's got a beautiful voice. He's singing the high parts in these harmonies.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I met him through the Swinging Stakes.
Right.
He was Tim Giovanello's childhood friend, best friends growing up, and they lived together, and Tim mentioned to him after we'd been out touring together that he said, you know, I think I got a band you should join. And Tim introduced us, and we've been together ever since. It was a great gift.
Yes, well, it shows there for sure. This next track, we skipped over actually, track number 6, Words You Say.
Yeah, thanks, Troy. It's one of my favorites on the record, and I like it because it's, I think of it as one of those perfect little pop songs. It's very mm-hmm. compact. So,
all
yeah.
right, here it goes.
Would you like to know just how?
Really a sweet, sweet song there, John Cate.
Thank you.
Yeah. This whole album thus far, is it's one of these releases that you're going to put it on And, you know, particularly if you're in a situation where you just don't have to pay attention really to changing something, you know, I mean, changing to a radio or to putting on another CD. You're going to put this on continuous play is what I'm going to try to say.
Thank you, Troy.
After a couple of 3 hours, you're going to realize, my God, what an amazing album. And you're going to know it throughout. Really, it shines throughout.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I feel like the band is shining on this record.
Oh,
yeah.
For sure. Truly, has said, you have a closing track here, Share of Love.
Yes, Share of Love. And I was talking to Donna one day, and she said, you know, everybody just wants their share of love. And that's what inspired it.
Yeah, I was going to ask, because, you know, each song has its own little hook, and it's like, is that what happens in your head? You get that little catchphrase?
I think so. I think what happens is somebody mentions something or I have an experience, and then when I'm writing later on, that comes back.
Right. And then all hooks together.
Hopefully.
You're going to get a lot of love with this album, John Cade.
Thank you.
It just shines throughout, truly. What a wonderful piece of work.
Thanks so much, Troy. Yeah. And thanks for having me here today. It's great to see you. And, you know, we just love Worcester so much. You guys have been so good to us. So thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for having us in your life. And there is one closing track here, though. It's actually you do Ghost Again. Ghost Inception as a closer. You want to set that up for us?
Yeah, so this is the original writing rough. The morning I wrote it, as I said, around 4:30 or 5 o'clock, singing it into my phone. And you can hear the ambience of the room, especially at the end of the song. There are 17-foot ceilings in this little carriage house I rent in Newton. And it's just a beautiful place to create. So I had to include it because it's got the vibe, and many people said, just don't even bother re-recording it. Just release it as is. So I put it on here.
So once again, you can find John Cade online, John Cade and the Van Gogh Brothers. And thanks again for coming out, John.
Thanks, Troy.
We're a lonely ride tonight under the desert moon. By the light of the stars, I caught a glimpse of you. Hey, man, I hear the howling wind. Hey, man, there's that ghost again. Sometimes you get the choice of hate or happiness, of hanging on too long to things you should forget.